Packham, James. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 7th, 1905. James Packham. Dear brother, I have a message from the Lord to you. He has blessed you with health and strength, and he would have you place yourself where you can impart to others the light and knowledge he has given you. You have intelligence, and you should, by communicating to others what you have learned, improve your mind. You place too small an estimate upon your own capabilities, and you will never overcome this tendency until you realize that you are amenable to the Lord God of heaven, and that it is your duty to put your talents to use for the Master. Your mental and physical powers are God's entrusted gifts, and by burying these talents, you are withholding from him that which is his own. Will you not now seek to give back to God in loving service what he has given you of physical, mental, and moral capabilities? It is not for me to say precisely what you should do, but I urge you to overcome the disposition to isolate yourself from us all, as though you were not fit for our society. This, we know, God does not approve. We are to have companionship one with another. You should meet with the people of God when they assemble to worship. On this point, he speaks decidedly. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, verse 25. My brother, time is very short, and through your backwardness you have lost much. I desire now to see you put your whole heart and mind and soul into the work of God. All around us, in the hills and valleys near St. Helena, are those who are perishing because they know not the Bible truths so essential for this time. You could visit some of these settlements, distribute reading matter, and teach the people from the Scriptures. There are some whom you could reach better than could a regular minister of the gospel. I entreat of you to do something to help needy, perishing souls. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to same and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 3. The Lord calls you now to make a decided move that you may stand in your lot and place. We have no time to lose. There are troublous times ahead for the world, but God's people will be protected, though some of them may lose their lives for the truth's sake. You are now building for time and for eternity. May the Lord bless and guide you.